Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim Minori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the second day of November in the year of our Lord, 2019. Wow, this year has gone fast for us. I don't know about you guys, but wow. Anyway, I'm not sure if Rick's going to call in today or not. I haven't talked to him this morning. If he does, that'll be great. If he doesn't, it's okay. Anyway.
He might.
Oh, you're there. Cool.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to be here. Where'd you get that?
No, huh? I didn't say that, Rick. What I said was hadn't been able to talk to you this morning, so I wasn't sure.
That's what I said. I'll tell you something. Yeah, there's I got a thing about doing my job, and I tend to do my job.
Yes, you do. You know, but anyway, no problem. Glad you're here. So, anyway, Rick, where did you want to go today? I don't have anything specific.
Well, I've got a couple of things that are specific, and some people might suggest that these are hot button topics, I wouldn't necessarily know why, but anytime you get anywhere near anything that appears to be of a religious nature, people immediately lose their sense of humor and become polarized.
Don't they?
Yeah, I don't know why. In
5 seconds over religion in any city I'm in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's easy. Well, fun doing it.
I guess. Well, yeah. Well, you could if you've got a sense of humor. I'm not certain what that is. I think that in many cases, people, they think they have beliefs, and they become so ridiculously attached to them. It's like if you question that belief, it's like sawing away at their ladder while they're up in the air. It upsets them. And this is what I was actually going to mention. You know, last week we sort of talked about Halloween. As usual, Halloween came and went. We didn't have as many kids this year as we normally do. I just think that they're terrified of me. No, I'm kidding. I've been in this neighborhood 15 years, and I think when people moved in, they had a lot of people had smaller kids, and it kind of, you know what kids do. Like kids do, if they manage to survive, they grow up, and at some point, they don't go out. So that left me with, unfortunately, all kinds of Snickers bars and Reese's Butterfingers, and that's just too bad.
Throw me in that briar patch, damn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I got plenty of insulin.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to cheat up for your sugar up. So Thursday was Halloween, of course, All Hallows Eve.
What's today? There's one for today. Is that All Souls Day today?
I was going to ask you what yesterday was All Saints. So today is All Souls. Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought.
All Souls. All Saints. Well, you know, people are shocked to find that technically, everybody who gets into heaven has achieved saint status. I know that, and this is where we start talking about, you know, people breaking into fist fights. A lot of people think, you know, if you just throw up your hands and shout hallelujah, you know, or say I believe in God, then he just automatically snatches you up and away you go. If you ask me, that leaves a lot of room between people. In other words, you know, there are some people walking this earth that say they believe in God, but wouldn't wouldn't come across the street to pee on you if you were in flames. So my question would be then to them, if you get two completely different kinds of people, you get the one who's always happy to help, even if they're busy, then you get the other one who wouldn't give a crutch to a cripple, and they both say, believe in God, so what? So the day of their death, they're both automatically snatched up and go to heaven. I just kind of doubt that it works just that way, but I can't tell you. I can't tell you how it does work, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that. That doesn't seem equitable. I think if God is a just God, you know, I think you're going to have to earn it a little bit. So, and this is where, this is the kind of theory that upsets people a great deal. There's a large crowd of people out there that think if they just, what do they say? If they just, what do? They claim Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and that's all you got to do. That's it, man. There's your ticket right there. You're out of here. I doubt that.
I think there's more to that, Rick. There's got to be more.
Well, yeah, there really does. I mean, yeah.
I'm one of these people. I want to believe. I want to have faith, but it's very difficult for me to do so. You know, there's always that doubt in the back of my mind. I sincerely hope that there's a heaven. I sincerely hope that I qualify.
And let me ask this question. Yeah.
You know, if I just cease to exist when I die, I'm okay with that too.
Well, two things about that. Stephen Wright, the very famous Jewish comedian, said, I'm Jewish, and we don't believe in heaven and hell, which is true, they don't. But he said, what if I'm wrong? I'll just be standing there in hell with my pants on fire saying I can't believe it. I really have to adore that humility. I mean, the guy is at least allowing for the possibility that he doesn't know everything. And, you know, he says he doesn't, which I think is funny. He says that we, meaning the whole Jewish crowd, don't believe in heaven and hell, but at the same time, admits he could be wrong. Well, then, doesn't that mean there could be one? I mean, you know. So, what I would say about this: people who get upset about all these theories, why? I mean, ultimately, just like you, Tim, you really don't know which way it goes, do you? But you claim you have no. Well, you claim you have no faith. So, what I would say is that, you know, I have no absolute proof that heaven is there and it works the way we are told that it does. I certainly don't know that it doesn't, but the fact that I keep hammering away, trying to improve myself, trying to embrace my stewardship opportunity, trying to keep a close eye on my family, my neighbors, do not just what they need, but what they want, which is two completely different things. You know, well, that would be an indication that I'm acting in faith. The fact that I'm pretty stubborn about it, you know, I'm living my life as though it's so. And whatever that should constitute in the end, if that's not faith, then I'm afraid that I'm going to flunk this final exam. But, you know, So to that end, today is All Souls Day, where we celebrate, you know, all souls. Those who are living, those who have passed on, those who are not necessarily saints yet, not necessarily in heaven yet, which brings us to the next fistfight idea, the idea of purgatory. Jerry's already harassing me. I already lit the boy up. The idea of purgatory, which is mentioned in scriptures, and my wife just told me where, because she is a teacher. She teaches Old Testament. She has for like the last 20 years. So she's pretty well versed. She knows where that is. I already forgot. I don't necessarily need to know. It's not necessarily, well, we're going back to the theory that there are two kinds of people that say that they believe in God. Neither one necessarily is deserving of hell, but both of them not necessarily deserving of heaven. So what in the world do you do with that one person who isn't really totally evolved yet? Not really, you know, of saint stature. You can't put them in hell. Can't put them in heaven. What do you do? Okay, well, there's got to be something else going on. Here, you know, we would call this purgatory. Purgatos meaning clean up, bathroom type deal. We would call that. So, and once again, this is where you get people fairly upset.
Let me interrupt and ask a question.
Yeah, go right ahead. Well, I don't know.
All right. Now, if you would, tell me what purgatory is. Is it a type of limbo? Is it a place where... Okay, see, I don't know, and that's why I'm asking. And I've got a feeling a lot of our listeners don't know.
Well, you know, I would say this to you. Yes, and I'm going to answer your question the best I can. And during the break, I'm going to go check with my wife and do a little more homework before the break is over, and I will get a slightly better explanation of scriptural. But purgatory would be that place that I just explained. You're not of saint status. You can't just, you know, not many people just go according to I think Mother Teresa. Not many people just go straight from here to heaven. That would be reasonably rare. It looks more like a bell curve of any test in any classroom. A small percentage goes straight to hell. Small percentage goes straight to heaven. The rest need a little more work. But the fortunate thing is, you know, just like that first Christmas where you found out that there was no Santa Claus, and it was kind of a bummer for you. You know, if you're going to suggest that. That the possibility of something like a purgatory can't possibly be true, because somebody you know and trusted once said it wasn't. Well, that doesn't really necessarily make purgatory appear or disappear. It just means you've got an idea in your head, and I'm not going to try to change your mind. But what I want to ask you is, why rob yourself of the interesting idea, the possibility that? Why do you want to cheat yourself out of the possibility that you get what I would consider to be a commuted sentence? That's kind of how I would, a place to get yourself straightened up and cleaned up. Go ahead and...
I hope that exists, Rick. I truly hope that exists.
Well, common sense dictates there has to be something happening. I mean, they can't everybody... something's got to be going on. I mean, it can't just be that... everybody who doesn't make it to heaven automatically goes to hell. That's crazy. A lot of people, anyway, we don't want to go over that ground again, but you know, in limbo, I'll have to check. I think that was kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of a theory that I think the church has kind of dispelled that. I got to make sure about that. I really probably shouldn't say too much about limbo yet. Limbo, of course, when we say being in limbo, it just means you're neither here nor there, right? I'm in limbo. Well, you know, I don't know. They've said many times that the theology on that used to be that unbaptized babies went to limbo because they were unbaptized. Well, I think the church has come out and said, yeah, that's, you know, something that, you know, some folks made up, and it's just not really true.
Rick, is that it's all made up and not really true.
What all?
You
all
know,
what?
All religions. That's my biggest fear.
Fear. Oh, well, yeah I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I sincerely believe Islam is a made up religion.
You may be correct about that. That's madness. But But I'm not even sure I'd call that a religion. I think that's
what it's called. Well, actually, it's a political theocracy is what it is.
A movement, yeah, right. It's a way, it's a mechanism to control the populace. But the thing is, and once again, you know, I would dodge back to Blaise Pascal's argument then. I know you don't want to hear it again, but, you know, his argument was, if you live a good life and you're using, let's say a template, measuring stick that Jesus Christ left behind, you're trying to measure up to that kind of behavior, and it turns out there's no heaven, you haven't lost anything. I mean,
if nothing else, you've gained. Whether you know it or not, you've gained.
Well, yeah, and on the flip side, you know, if you're going to live like, I would say, let's just pick out Hillary Clinton as an example, or some of these people. If that's the way you're going to live, and it turns out there is a heaven, oh my goodness, that isn't going to go well for you. So, you really have nothing to fear. All you got to do is hold up your end, whichever way this is going, and I don't think you're going to hang your head anywhere at any point.
Well, like you said, you know, I try to be the best person I can be. Lori tries to be the best person she can be. I think that's all we've got, really.
Well, in the end, isn't it? In the end, isn't that really all you do have? When you leave here, you're not taking anything with you, except your...
Exactly.
They'll say faith and good works is, I guess, what they'll say. You're certainly not taking your money, your clothes, nothing like that. So, you know, try to get over yourself. I mean, all you really got is what I would consider to be a life of service. My wife asked me the other morning after I kind of... one evening last week, I kind of threw a fit because the load I was carrying was so heavy, so I'm so beat up and tired after the last 6 months that I was getting bitter. And she waited until the next morning and started in on me.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, the fact that I cannot manifest in the front of my mind constantly that my stewardship opportunity here is just that. It is an opportunity for me to do my best and try to work my way to heaven. You know, I can't, sometimes I lose sight of the goal line and I get irritated, tired, aches, pains, frustrations, disappointments, and you lose focus and start.
Oh, yeah.
You say things and do things that are a bit, that you wouldn't say and do if you realize what a great opportunity you're being given. And so, you know, every now and then I'll do that, like once a week. You know, I'll forget who I am and what I am, and I'll shoot off my mouth and say something stupid. And,
for the rest of your life. I've been there, done that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But I think my point is that all you really have, like you said, is this opportunity. It's a great opportunity you've been given. If you're going to suggest that this opportunity isn't there, or that this is a psychosomatic situation that you're using to calm yourself down, I'm going to say once again, why are you cheating yourself out of the magic and the majesty of your life? Why cheat yourself? Grab it and run, man. This is your gift.
Okay, folks, it's time for a break. We'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour when we come back. Lori hopefully will enter the conversation and voice her thoughts. She's been awful quiet this first segment. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about purgatory. Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Well, okay. So my wife just dropped a bundle in my lap. Things like the concept of purgatory or getting cleaned up, whatever you want to call this, is mentioned in Psalms, in Micah, Malachi, where they talk about God will refine you as gold. Matthew 5 in the New Testament speaks of a situation where you will not get out until the very last penny is paid. I believe, though, you know, that, oh, if somebody is looking for that exact phrase, purgatory, you're not going to find it, I don't think. More the concepts that you're going to have to, in one fashion or another, get yourself cleaned up to the point where you can, where you get yourself cleaned up to the point where you fit in a place like heaven. You know, it's not so much that, I mean, nobody should show up at a wedding in Bermuda shorts and flip-flops.
Right.
I think we all know that. It's not that you can't, but it's not befitting of the occasion. So, you know, in order to do a wedding, you probably should have decent clothes and maybe a gift, you know, depending on what's going on and who it is. So, I mean, I think we all instinctively know these things. So, and that's really, I think, I didn't mean to get off on any sort of, I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. And if somebody says, well, I just,
I just don't believe that's true. Well,
then that's fine.
You know, first, yeah, it's fine, but it doesn't make it not true either. You know, how many things are there that are true that I'm not even aware of? You know, it doesn't make them not true. It just means I don't know anything about them. So, you know,
right.
I can't really, you know, I just, you know, it's another one of those deals. I can't make things appear or disappear simply by saying I don't believe, you know, or I don't think. You know, that's not reality of the things. One other thing I wanted to mention, speaking of people who just don't believe in this and that, I would say I find the situation usually around All Saints that we start talking about things like angels,
yeah.
That sort of thing. There are, and of these, the reason I'm bringing this up is on All Saints Day, Catholics are supposed to go to church, which I did, and because I will be doing my job. My Catholic priest is kind of an interesting guy, very right-wing. Apparently, he says things that would indicate to me that he is seeing material that most people aren't looking at, but we do. He is
right. Obviously
looking in places like maybe a Breitbart, the Gateway Pundit. Where are some of these other good Drudge Report?
Drudge is actually gone from right to center. I've been noticing.
What's the other one that I like better than Drudge? I'm trying to think of what it is, but
probably Zero Hedge. That's my favorite. They
Zero
always
Hedge,
get the news on first.
Well, you can tell by things he'll say things that he just shouldn't know, and he's also not necessarily supposed to end the Mass with the prayer of Michael the Archangel. But there are seven. But he does, and he did. He doesn't every Sunday, but on All Souls Day and All Saints Day, he does. You know, he kind of break with. I think they always used to do it. Now they don't. The church has decided it's just more. I don't know what unnecessary or whatever it is, but there are for those people that don't believe in angels, there are seven of them. Seven archangels. There's lots of other angels. And they're generally named in the Book of Enoch. Of course, the two probably the most well-known would be Michael and Gabriel, right?
Right.
Michael the archangel who threw Lucifer out of heaven. I know that when I was talking, I guess, last week about things like holy water and blessed salt and all that. One of the things that is used frequently in exorcisms would be a blessed Michael, St. Michael medallion or a medal. Apparently, Satan still has a real problem with Michael the Archangel, which, I guess, as you would expect Satan to do, he's holding something of a grudge. The word, believe it or not, all these angel names have meanings. The word, the last couple of letters in most of their names is EL, which is,
right.
I don't know, what is Hebrew for God, maybe. I think something I can't remember now. I certainly used to know. But Michael, the interpretation is he who is like God. Oh, this is interesting. Maybe you'll like this. When during the great fight between the angels, where
we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443, and I've got a feeling the calls are going to be interesting, and I can't wait. Back in three, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yes. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, go ahead. We don't have any callers, so go ahead.
Okay. You know, Rick, Ken brought up an interesting point to me privately, I'd love to get yours and Lori's opinion on it. You know, all these hundreds of people that have been documented to have these near-death experiences where they're, you know, no heartbeat, no brain waves, they can recall everything that was happening during surgery or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you and Lori both, I'd like your opinion on this. To me, it's well documented, and there's got to be something to it. At least I think there is. What do you guys think?
Lori, go ahead. Let's see what you do.
See what I do?
Let's see what you do. Let's see if you can get us into any more trouble than we're already in.
How would I get you into trouble? Gosh, guys, thanks. You know, when you get a lot of people who, one, don't know each other aren't linked to each other in one way or another, and they have the same experiences, I'd have to say that what they're experiencing is true, you know, is actually happening to them. You can't just, you know, I guess you could make it up if you wanted to, but when they're telling their story, and if you've seen a few television programs that have brought this up. The people that are telling the stories, you can look at them and tell that they actually believe what they're saying. So I don't see why it couldn't be true. I'd like to think
so. Well, I think... Well, Rick, before I say anything, I'm going to let you go ahead.
Well, you know, you've got... I agree with Lori. They think it's true, so that means that leaves the door open for somebody to say, well, yeah, they think it's true, but that doesn't make it true. That's true. But at the same time, it's happened to so many people in so many different places that it makes you wonder. But the other thing, this is the funny thing, I think, is that a lot of these people who are not particularly nice people, who have gotten a close look at where they were bound for, were so terrified that their whole lives have been transformed. And you can get testimonies. I remember one. This one particular man was not a particularly nice man, and I think he was dead for more than a half an hour clinically. And when he came back, his entire life is different. His wife is like, holy cow, this is not the guy I used to know. So I'll say two things, and I posed this question to everybody a few minutes ago. If you're going to suggest that this is all purely psychosomatic, then, you know, I see the problem here, because if this man went from being a demon to a saint over a fitful dream, I'm sorry, where are we going wrong here? That sounds to me like his wife's prayers were answered, if you ask me. But, yeah, I highly suspect that it is. And there are those rare cases where, and they are rare, where people are, you know, die, and then they don't even want to come back. Some of the people say it's so beautiful and so wonderful, and they see family members, and they don't want to come back. And in large part, most of these people are told, well, you do have to go back for a while because it's really not time. But yeah, but it's all fascinating. I'm not sure that it has much to do with your job as your stewardship opportunity. You know, you still have your job. You still got to get yourself cleaned up. You know, you still got plenty of stuff to do. It's nice to know that people are getting a peek, and I do like to hear it. But I don't think that it's going to either put me in the hot seat or get me off the hot seat. Either way, you know, that's going to be my problem, I'm sure.
Oh, I agree. You know, the thing that gets me the most, Rick, is how these people can recall with perfect specificity of the conversations going on in the operating room. Not all of them. You know, some of them drift off to wherever they're going, but the other ones, you know, that can repeat jokes the doctors told while they were supposedly dead and stuff like that, that just absolutely fascinates me. You know, to me, you know, like Lori said on some of these television programs where you got a doctor saying, yeah, this happened and this guy told me what I said, you know, that to me is impressive, unless they all got together and decided to tell a big lie. And I don't see that happening. You know, if I died on the operating table, God knows I've had plenty of opportunities. If I died on the operating table and then came back, the last thing I would want to do is tell a lie about it or, you know, make it into some big joke.
Well, I don't
know. You know,
I'd
have a smart-ass comment about it. Say again, Rick?
Well, I don't know that I see the upside in starting to make up stories, unless you're just one of those people that has low self-esteem and craves attention. I don't see why you'd need to do that.
I agree. Hey, Rick and Lori, we've got a caller on the line. We've got Davey in Texas on line one. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you doing today?
Well, I heard the first part of the program a little bit, I think, and I heard some talk about the so-called Jewish religion.
Right.
We weren't really talking about the Jewish religion. We were just talking about their belief in heaven and hell.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious, I've kind of been on the trail a little over 50 years on this particular, subject, so to speak, and it's kind of difficult to talk about things that people have a lot of emotional capital invested in, and you just kind of have to jump out of the box and look at it from a little different perspective. And,
exactly.
One way I've found here recently to try to get people to start thinking about it in some kind of reasonable terms is asking the question, how many Dallas Cowboys were there at the Alamo?
Right.
And, of course, anybody that knows anything about Texas history will say, well, they didn't have plastic football helmets back there in 1836, and they didn't have those cheerleaders with pom-poms on the sidelines, and, the first down markers and everything.
They sure weren't making $10 million a year.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd get real vulgar on the subject, but the bottom line is, if you actually just go over there and look in the first five books of the Bible, I'm not going to read about proselytes to Talmudic Judaism from the land of Gog and Magog, because there are no Jewish people. There has nothing to do with hating Jesus and having a copy of the Talmud. Now, I heard one of you say something about your wife was, teaching on the Old Testament. Zephaniah 3:9, it mentions a pure language. And on that front, I'm a little handicapped. I actually attended the United States Army Intelligence School back in 1979, and there's a procedure that
you go through. Hey, you were in the same time I was, Davey.
Pardon?
You were in the same time I was.
Really? Well, I got at Fort Huachuca in the summer of 79 and went through intelligence analyst training. And one thing that they teach you about is, of course, the other side. You learn about their equipment and, all of the names of the officer.
Oh, yeah.
And then you learn about map reading and, one thing after another. But there's a procedure you go through in processing information, from your reports that you get out in the field. The issue is determining what is actually true. And one of the reasons why you want to know true information is so you don't wind up killing the guys on your own side, thus preventing winning the war. Yeah. So anyway, the whole point of the story is pure language. And in today's world, one of the arguments that could be made for determining who the children of Israel are is because over there in Deuteronomy 28, it mentions the blessings and the curses. And one thing we know for sure at this point in time, the single most costly agenda on planet Earth is the global Jewish crime syndicate, the mass murder for filthy lucre, Bolshevik, Zionist, synagogue of Satan, Jewish crime syndicate. And they have a crime syndicate cult compound in Palestine called Israel. And oddly enough, nobody's getting any blessings from this synagogue of Satan narrative agenda. Just period. That's right. It. Not even the Jewish people. And the fact is, the overwhelming majority of Jewish people don't have to be Jewish. And that's something we could really get all excited about, because that's good news.
Well,
and
I personally
have a hard time understanding why people don't get excited about the good news every day and spread the good news, real fast. Every day.
Well, remember, the Zionist movement, Davey, does not encompass all Jewish people by faith, conversion, or blood, okay?
Right. But according to Jesus,
I know several practicing Jews that are... You're breaking up on us a little bit, Davey. Say that again.
According to this one, he said, you compass land and sea and make soul the child of hell.
Hey, Davey, unfortunately, buddy, we're only getting about every third word. At least that's all I'm getting. Rick, can you understand what's being said?
I don't have it.
Okay.
Let me try one more time.
You, buddy, but we're going to let you go and go to our next caller. Now, if you can get a better phone connection, feel free to call us back. But thank you for your call, sir. Next, we go to Kenny in Louisiana on line 3.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I like your conversation, and I just want to say, you know, that a lot of what you, way you're just describing things, I'm not going to say this well, because I'm not as, anyway, what I'm going to say, a lot of it's caused by confusion. The churches have got, I know one of y'all said you were Catholic, and don't take me wrong in any way on this, I respect you. The Catholic Church back in the early centuries got distorted, and the priests were actually having people bring in money to give to the church for penance or for forgiveness. And Martin Luther,
right? They were selling indulgences, which, as we all know,
yes,
you can't sell somebody the right to commit a sin. That's absurd. But they did it anyway. What can I say? You know, I'm a four square American dude, but what we do to other nations would not be happening if I was in charge. So you're absolutely right. They shouldn't have been doing anything like that. That was crazy.
No, okay, but you're misunderstanding me here. Let me finish what I want to say, because I didn't mean nothing bad by it at all.
What I'm saying is the
Catholic Church has turned itself around a lot. But what I'm saying is, you know, we had Martin Luther put his stuff on the wall because he actually read the Bible, which the Catholic Church back then wasn't allowing, and or most people could not read. And each church, and I'm going to go Catholic, Protestant, the Lutheran, the Methodist, and on up through the ages, they've all got distorted in ways, certain ways, and it's by man.
Right.
It's not by God. Yeah. Jesus didn't do it. It was man. And it's just like today in our world today, we're all messed up because we've let it get distorted, the word. I don't know if I made any sense at all.
I believe you are 100% correct. Men left in charge mess everything up.
Right. And, the only way to straighten it out is to actually, myself, I am a non-denominational, just so you know where I'm at. But I read the Bible. That's where the only place we got to go on this for any truth of what we want is to read it.
Right.
And so many of us won't. We'll read a verse, but we won't read the Bible. Okay, but anyway, I'm going to quit that preaching on you. What I'm saying is I read it. I believe it the way I understand it. I don't take other, I like to hear pastors and stuff, but more I believe myself and what my understanding of it was. But let me go to a lighter subject. On last weekend, I believe y'all were talking about pumpkins.
Well, yeah, we did.
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to call in last weekend, but I didn't. But anyway, on the pumpkin thing, the best thing about the pumpkin is carving that pumpkin with your kid and spending time with them. And the second best is to take that pumpkin and carve it up and make pumpkin pie out of it and use that Libby's pumpkin recipe, and my goodness, you've had a good time and you ate well.
There you go.
Sounds like a very practical man to me.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get anyway, she'll do it, to share her pumpkin pie recipe. It is the best pumpkin pie I have ever eaten in my life. Lori, are you willing to share that recipe?
That's a family secret. I haven't given that recipe to anybody.
Okay.
Well,
I didn't know if you would or not, but boy, is it good.
Go get the one off the Libby's Pumpkin Can. That's how I learned to do it with my kids years ago, and we've done it every year and had a ball doing it. And we'd freeze the pumpkin. We make the pumpkin pies mix and freeze it, and come Christmas, we'll have it again. But anyway, I'll let y'all go. You have a good show.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is a wonderful thing. Thank you, Kenny.
Next, we go to Michael in New York on line 1. Good morning, Michael.
I should have known.
Good morning, lady and gentlemen. How are you? And great show.
Good,
great conversation, and I'm glad I had the chance to tune in. pumpkin pie, that is a real treat, that's for sure.
It is.
I'd like to make just a few comments on the topics, guys, because it's so interesting.
Go ahead.
As far as the Israelites, thank you. As far as the Israelites of the old days and the new days, which is current, we are
right.
The new Israelites, right? Because clearly in the Bible, in the Old Testament,
precisely.
When the old Israelites broke their covenant, God told them, after so many times, finally, I had enough, I'm going to make a new covenant with a new people. Well, who is that?
Stay there, Michael.
Stay on the line, Michael. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
We'll do, thank you.
1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we are speaking with Michael in New York. Michael, you want to go ahead?
Yes, thank you, Lori. And so as far as the new Israelites, of course, when God said, I'll make a new covenant with the new people, well, who is that? You know, that's something you never hear discussed in any of the churches of any of the Christian religions or anywhere else, and Jews will never talk about it because they don't want to acknowledge the fact. And of course, there were no Jews prior to Jacob, right? Because Abraham wasn't Jewish, right? Right. And
no, he
was a Hebrew.
From Assyria.
He was a Hebrew. Actually, he was Sumerian, because his father and him came out of the Ur. Yep, no, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm
in the Bible, in Genesis, his father was a priest, and Terah, and they both came out of the land of Ur. Ur was in Sumeria, and but they were called Hebrews back in that day. And the Jews didn't come about to way later, after Jacob, when he had one of his sons out of the 12 tribes that became tribes, his 12 sons, one was called Judah. And so anyway, the new Israelites are us, the Americans of the United States of America. The Europeans were too, but they were like the older brothers of the youngest brother of the 12 tribes. Okay, and then the United States branched off from England, and we became the truest of the Israelites, because in the sense that, one, we were the land of milk and honey, because God promised the old Israelites a land of milk and honey. And I don't know how much milk and honey old Israel had, but the United States of America, when I was a kid, was surrounded with milk and honey where I grew up. Just that's what we had. Milk and honey. And, of course, then the blessings, the second as piece of evidence, the phenomenal blessings our country was bestowed with, whether we deserved it or not, because God wants to bless his people. And so you have that right there to, as the evidence of who the Israelites are. And that's why it's up to us to assume that responsibility. As Jesus said, to those that much is given, much is required. And the Americans are in the mess they're in because much was given to them, but they didn't own up to it. They didn't assume the responsibility. They got lazy. They got dumbed down and apathetic towards everything, and that's why they're in the mess they're in. Now, as far as also in the interesting conversation with limbo and purgatory,
okay.
And what is that? They're essentially borders. When we depart from this world, there's a border before we cross over, like from one state to another, you have a border. And that's what limbo is a more accurate term than purgatory. For limbo, you're in a state of limbo. You're at a border. Which way do I go? And that's determined by the life we led. And so it's true that very few go to heaven, and God, and if I... Another break,
yes,
guys?
Stay there.
Yeah, you're welcome to hold on, Michael. Folks, we'll be back in about
a couple more comments.
1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. Express your opinion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. In a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.